Folks from all corners of the community and beyond turn out in support of events hosted on St. Joseph Island. Even a snowstorm failed to deter celebrants. Kent's Corner Christmas Light Up was inspired by former residents of Cochrane, Alberta and now owners of the Black Bear Cafe and Eatery. Roy and Mary Lou Eckmeyer. Eckmeyer and her family participated in the event in Cochrane from 1993 to 2018 as attendees, town councillors and business volunteers. This was always a big food bank support event, she said, adding that Kent's Corner Light Up was also a fundraiser for the St. Joseph Island and Area Food Bank. At first, we thought to have a cafe event, then realized how much fun it would be to have our neighbor businesses involved. All jumped on board with enthusiasm to make this a Kent's Corner event and community social event. It was the first time the four businesses took part together. Joining the Black Bear Cafe and the Island Timber Mart at Kent's Corner were two other community-minded businesses, Kent's Corner Rentals and St. Joe's Diner, new to the neighborhood. Kent's Corner Rentals will host its grand opening in May 2022. Eckmeyer altered plans to meet Algoma public health guidelines and to keep everyone as safe as possible. Most activities were outdoors. Residents wore masks and maintained small groups. Due to the layout of the attractions, time of day and weather conditions, tractor-driven wagon rides shuttled residents from one business to the other. We monitored crowd sizes and move people between all four businesses to enjoy all activities and spread out the gathering, Eckmeyer said. Each of the businesses offered something festive from hot chocolate and kids' coloring stations to sing along and a visit from Santa. The St. Joseph Island Lions Club was on hand raising funds for its up-and-coming 50th anniversary in 2022. Eckmeyer said the biggest cost was insurance for tractor wagon rides and through donations, those costs were covered. In 2020, Santa and his helpers crisscrossed St. Joseph Island gathering donations for the food bank, and Eckmeyer has ideas for a 2022 fundraiser.